This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
There were also other House committee hearings yesterday, including one on paid paternity and paid maternal leave. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the chair, I'd say the chair of the new crazy radical left, AOC, it's really her party now. She made this bizarre analogy during the hearings yesterday on paid family leave. Pregnant women, and she compared them to, I mean, this is amazing, but I'll take a listen.
So no, you don't believe in a minimum wage. Do you? I take it you don't believe in health care as a right either. Is that correct?
I believe that we should help provide access to health care.
Okay. Do you believe employers should offer health care to every employee that they have?
I think that as part of a benefits package, they should determine what is the best way and what do the workers
okay,
want.
Okay. So no, you don't believe it should be uniformly offered.
I think it should be what workers want and what employers.
Okay. So the answer is no. So, and similarly, your view on parental leave is to let the market decide. And I think what we've seen here is that the market has decided. Ms. Szabo, 80% of families don't have access and workers don't have access to paid parental leave, correct?
Paid family leave.
Paid family.
Care for a child or a seriously family member, about a half of moms don't have access
to paid leave. So the market's decided. And what is the most common length of parental or family paid family leave that you have seen?
In general, it's like 6 to 8 weeks, but it really depends, and there's not a great sample that tells us.
6 weeks. Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks.
Wow.
So the market has decided that women.
Do you know
and
how long
give-
puppies are allowed to stay with their moms?
Allowed.
What about gerbils and kitties?
Do you know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their moms? You don't? 8 weeks. Puppies.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
So the market has
puppies.
Decided that women and people who give birth deserve less time with their children.
Let me tell you what happened here, what took place, is that she said, I need an analogy. And I wanted to involve puppies because everybody loves puppies. Puppies, who doesn't love a puppy, right? Puppies make the world go round. Give me a puppy analogy. Well, puppies can stay with their moms for 8 weeks in a pet. Done! No, wait, but wait, Congresswoman. No. That's all I need.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers after a dog has given birth?
I don't.
8 weeks. Wow. So the market
now
has
her
decided-
staff is going, oh my God, no, that's what we were trying to tell you was that's at a pet store. It's not a government mandate.
Paid.
And nobody's paying the dogs to keep their puppies.
Paid canine leave.
Right. The dogs, it's a Petco is what there that happens. It's that's what we're trying to. You walked out of the room too quickly, Congresswoman. It's like, I need a puppy analogy. Give me anything. So when puppies are born, typically their moms stay with them for 8 weeks. And then done. No. What we're trying to say is that after 8 weeks, the babies don't need to feed on the teat anymore. No, done. All right. 8 weeks.
Wow. So the market has decided that women and people who give birth deserve less time with their children than a dog. And I think that at its core has shown that the market has failed to treat people with dignity and with basic respect. And so when that happens, I think it's our job as the public to redefine the rules of society and to treat people who give birth with the dignity that they deserve.
You know, if you throw a stick at a dog who just gave birth within that 8 week period, the dog is not allowed to go fetch. In fact, you can go to jail for making the dog fetch. Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
You go, hey, no. Fido, psh, fetch. 8 weeks. 8 weeks. There'll be no fetching for 8 weeks.
Wow.
You shall not make this dog fetch. And I mean, if God forbid the mailman shows up and the dog attacks the mailman, that mailman fights back in that 8-week window. Well, the dog's got a puppy hanging from its teat. That mailman's losing his job. You know what I mean? There's no union protections for that in that 8-week period.
It's fascinating. What other facts do you know about puppies?
Well, I know this, that AOC. During that 8-week period, you can bring your dog to work and breastfeed. Make the dog's allowed to breastfeed at work. Your office has to provide a lactation room for the dog.
Are you making this up?
It's totally true. 100% true.
This is Rich AOC.
At Petco. They have to have a lactation station for the dog.
If you're just tuning into the Zioli Show, sarcasm alert.
Sarcasm alert. 8 weeks. Do you know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mom? 8 weeks. That
and
is
by the way,
future president, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yes.
After the 8 weeks, those puppies are on their own. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not like they're around for 18 years.
No. At that point, they're ripped away from their mother's breast, and they are given to another family.
Exactly.
So, you know, unlike a kid in America who, you know, mom may have to go to work, and the kid may have to go to daycare. Puppies are ripped from their mother's arms.
Put in cages,
sold, placed with families. But in that 8-week period, is it not heavenly? Is it not heaven?
They can't even see sometimes.
Right, they're blind. I mean, sometimes, you know, the runt of the litter gets killed. But no, it's great to be a puppy in America. Better than human beings. Until 8 weeks is over, then they're sold like, you know, dogs.
No, it's what?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.